Jackie Fernandez is here from the Sitka Historical Society and Museum, and she's in to talk about community curating. Before we get started on that, I do have to put the disclaimer in that I am on the board of directors of the Sitka Historical Society, but I will remain objective during this interview and let Jackie do 99% of the talking anyway. Good morning, Jackie. You're in to talk about community curating, which the museum has already done some of, and we're going to be looking at more in our community. Can you give us a heads up on what that is and what's coming down the pike?
Sure. Well, this is a new exhibition series, and it also involves some special events and programming to complement the exhibits. And basically, the community curating exhibit series and programming has the goal of giving the folks in Sitka a greater presence and voice in the museum. And we've been doing that, and we're going to continue to do that in various ways. We're trying to engage the community and invite them to help us carry out our mission to preserve and promote the events, stories, and artifacts of the history of Sitka. And we're hoping to have 3 to 5 temporary community curating exhibits annually. So far, we've had one. We just recently had great success with the Community Couture exhibit. We partnered with the Greater Sitka Arts Council for that exhibit and had a display of about 11 wearable art pieces. Many, many folks came into the museum, and visitors were invited to vote for their favorite piece.
What was the favorite piece on that?
The one that received the most votes, although I do have to say, is that they were all highly appreciated. People sometimes wrote that they had a difficult time selecting their favorite piece on the ballots, but the favorite one was called Ocean, and it was made by Alicia Eels. It was this lovely piece that resembled a mermaid kind of gown with green taffeta and various shells that she had collected from Sitka and other places, and then had a corset kind of top with some shells attached and coral pieces. It was really stunning. It's still up in the front window, but I'm deinstalling the exhibit to get ready for our next upcoming community curating exhibit. So if you want to come see it, please come in soon.
Let's talk about the upcoming one.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you may have seen flyers around town or heard radio announcements. The next community curating exhibit is an exhibit and also a photo contest. It's called Classically Sitka, Photographs from Our Community. And we are inviting Sitkins to apply to take part and submit photographs to us that really capture the essence of life in Sitka. Photographs that reflect our local and regional heritage and showcase our natural, cultural, and historical treasures, and also our community. There are 6 different categories that folks can submit to, and it covers the whole gamut, basically anything from photographs of people at work or at parades and social gatherings, streetscapes of downtown Sitka, architectural structures, landscapes. There's also a maritime category because fishing and boats and harbors are so huge here. And we have a very special category called Young Shutterbugs. This is for people ages 18 and under to apply to, and they can submit photographs to any of the categories. And I'd really encourage everybody to apply to this, regardless of whether you're a professional photographer or you're an amateur, or you just have fun taking photographs casually. Sitka is such a beautiful place. I must say, I don't myself have a lot of talent when it comes to photography, but it's hard to take a bad picture when you live in Sitka. And I know lots of folks from Facebook have taken some pretty stunning ones. So I hope you all apply. The applications are available at the museum, which is located inside Centennial Hall.
Okay.
And also at our website, which is www.sitkahistory.org. Just go to our homepage, look at the right-hand side of the screen, and you can find the application and all the submission information. You can submit up to 5 photographs, and we've had a lot of submissions so far. Many of the photographs are wonderful. Some of them are a lot of fun, a little bit quirky. And we will be displaying the selected photographs.
And how many do you imagine you're going to have up for the exhibit?
Well, we'll be selecting a group of photos that are submitted by the community and then displaying them alongside with our own collection of historic photos, many of which have never been seen or never been exhibited for the general public anyway in the museum or elsewhere. So in total, depending on the total number of submissions that we get, the deadline is May 1st, so we're still accepting. But in total, we'll probably have anywhere between 50 and 75 or 100 photographs, maybe more, because originally I thought I would have closer to 50, but I'm getting such great submissions.
Yeah, and you still have 4 days or 3 or 4 days to submit, too.
Exactly, so, exactly.
For all of us procrastinators.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone's interested in staying tuned with what we're doing with our community curating exhibits, if anybody wants to get involved, there are tons of opportunities, whether it's loaning artifacts or submitting an exhibition proposal. In some cases, I'll be putting out a call for folks to submit proposals based on specific topics or themes, and then work with me to select artifacts from the collection to put on exhibit. In some cases, we'll take proposals or work with a group of individuals or just single people. And people can help out with installing, with deinstalling, with carpentry, with painting, with heavy lifting, because I can't move all the cases by myself. And all sorts of opportunities. If you want to stay tuned for anything like that, please like us on our Facebook page and keep your eyes peeled for what's happening. After the Classically Sitka Photographs from Our Community exhibit, we will have another community curating exhibit later this summer. And that title is yet to be decided, but it should be really fun and really different. It's going to focus on Sitka as reflected and captured in literature and writings and in poetry. And we hope to have some new partnerships developed to carry that as well, some special events, maybe some readings and things. So there's a lot going on.
And that's coming up later this into the summer.
That's right, towards probably, say, July.
Now, community curating is sort of a little bit of a new concept for Sitka?
Well, I'm still a newcomer, as I'm reminded frequently, and I have a lot to learn about Sitka, but from the folks I've talked to and from what I've seen and read, it seems that there hasn't been a great deal of it in Sitka so far. It's definitely not a new concept. A lot of museums find different ways to engage the community and to bring them into the museum, give them some ownership. And I really felt like Sitka was the perfect place for that. The community is so engaged and so active and supportive. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of a really organic kind of community activity. So
right.
I'm excited
about
it.
A good fit for Sitka.
Definitely.
Before we let you go this morning, I just wanted to go back a little bit to the photo collection that the museum holds. Can you talk about that a little bit as we're still coming up on a few days left for people to enter their photos for this latest community collection?
Oh, certainly. Well, we have a remarkable collection of photographs at the Sitka Historical Society. We have over 25,000 photographs, lots of beautiful black and whites, particularly from the 1940s and 1950s. That's thanks largely in part to a wonderful collection of photographs from the Photoshop Studio collection taken by Luella Smith and also her father. Great aerial shots of Sitka. And those photos basically capture the history. It's a photographic record from 1924 until 1972. So it's really tremendous. I did a recent short talk and presentation for the Rotary Club on the Photoshop Studio Collection in Lowell Smith, and it was really wonderful. We had the Dangles visiting, and they joined us and spoke, and Jim was kind enough to bring a historic camera in that was used to photograph Sitka, and Ruth also shared some wonderful warm memories.
Mm-hmm. So it's a long tradition of lots of photo taking.
Definitely.
So you're upholding a tradition.
Trying.
By your community curation efforts here. Well, let's see. Let's just a quick go over the details. So people can go to the website, www.sitkahistory.org.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And you can also, you can get submission forms there.
Yes, and also in person at the museum. If you drop by, we'll give you one.
And that's in Harrigan Centennial Hall, by
correct.
The way.
Correct. And the deadline is May 1st by 5 p.m. And if you have any questions, if you have any trouble submitting your photos electronically, or if you have a hard copy photograph and you need me to help you with scanning it or need museum staff to assist you, just come by the museum. We'll get your photograph scanned. We can help you fill out the application, anything you need, but definitely apply. It should be a lot of fun. And the opening for the exhibit is going to be the evening of May 14th. So come to the
museum. Mark that on the calendar.
At 6 p.m. And we look forward to seeing you, and I can't wait to see more of your wonderful photographs. And Again, check us out on Facebook, like us, stay tuned for more community curating exhibit. It's your museum, and we want you to be involved.
All right. Thank you very much, Jackie Fernandez, in this morning for the Sitka Historical Society and Museum. And thanks for coming in, Jackie.
Thanks so much.
It's about 29 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW in Sitka.